The Mind Aware, 623.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you made it today and that we get to hang out together. Oh yeah, here we are. So let me ask you something. Do you have a bad image of yourself, or do you like maybe see yourself as not the expert or not somebody qualified to really step into your full celebrity, as we say? We had an interesting question come in. We had somebody write in. I'm just going to read it because it's easier to get the full vibe and feeling behind it when I read it. Here's what she wrote. I like the idea of owning a business, and I have one. But I'm too scared to start because of my image of myself is a frumpy, fat, quiet, a little unkempt, unfeminine person that goes for brains, not beauty, and I want to sell nails. How do I convince myself to change my image or concept of myself and be the person that I want to be without my inner voice telling me what I hear from the critics, all of the negative images? How can I just do it? Believe that even though I'm not a girly nail technician with expert knowledge, I can do this and be my alter ego. All right, good stuff, right? That we really get the feeling of that. And all of us have had our own version of that at some point. That feeling of being, I love this series of adjectives. Frumpy, fat, quiet, a little unkempt, unfeminine person. Like, awesome, awesome verbiage to really drive home how you're feeling. And so I want to talk about a few things here. I want to ask you some questions so that you can really understand what makes you money and what builds your business. And this goes for everybody. So I want you to be completely honest when I ask you, what makes your business different from other businesses out there? And we can find some nuances here, but the answer I'm looking for, or the answer that most of us, if we really kind of are honest with ourselves in broad strokes, you know, we can ask ourselves, well, are our services so different? I look at my services. I offer courses. I offer small group work. Well, there are probably hundreds of thousands of other people that offer that. My information, it's about mindset and growing a business and being an entrepreneur and the power of positive thinking. So many people offer information on the power of positive thinking and mindset and growing a business. The way you market, is that so different from the way others market? Is there anything really unique about it? No, having a podcast, in my case, not so unique. So when you look at what makes your business different from other people in your niche, in your particular niche, almost all the answers are, well, not much. Not much is different. My services or my products or my information or the way I market or all of these broad stroke things, there's not anything in those broad strokes that's so different from anybody else. And so what is the only thing that is different in your business from somebody else's? What is the only thing that's different in your business from somebody else who's offering generally the same products and services? And the answer is you. The people who follow your business, they might be able to get similar information somewhere else. They might be able to get similar products or the same product somewhere else. They might be able to get similar or very similar services somewhere else. They may be able to hear their favorite expert on podcasts or bloggers or whatever marketing method you're using. But you know what they can't get anywhere else? They can't get you. You are the only thing available in your business that is irreplaceable and 100% unique. And so let's just take this like very personal for myself. There are so many other people you could be listening to right now who offer mindset training and who offer marketing training, but you're listening to this podcast. Why? Because there's something about me that connects. We probably have something in common. We're similar. And same for me when I follow different experts. There are lots of good experts out there with lots of good information, but I don't resonate with all of them. But I know the ones I resonate with. So point number one is for all of us to realize that we don't have anything all that unique in our business except for ourselves. We are the only thing in our business that's unique. Everything else, you can get some version of it somewhere else. So point number two, if it's true, and it is, that the only unique thing in your business is you, then that's what you're selling. And that's what you should maximize. And those, you should be asking yourself the questions like, who am I? Who am I? If I am a frumpy, fat, quiet, a little unkempt, unfeminine person, I want to make that work for me. I want to make that my biggest asset in my business. I want to make that everything my business is about, because that's the thing that makes my business unique. I may not be unique in my product. I may not be unique in my service or in my message or in the method that I market, any of those things, but I am definitely unique in that I am a frumpy, fat, quiet, a little unkempt, unfeminine person who's selling nails. Think of how unusual that makes you and how much that makes you stand out. And so that's the thing to make work for you. That's your branding. You are your branding. And so if you're listening and you're wanting to brand yourself, the questions to ask yourself are not about your color scheme or what your logo is going to be. The question is, if you are the most unique thing in your business, who are you? Who are you? So in my case, you might hear me talk about things like, I'm from Minnesota. I volunteer at Caring for Cats Cat Shelter. I'm a big animal lover, so much so that I'm a vegan. You know, you might hear me talk about these things over and over again, because that's who I am. And so that's the thing that I have that's 100% unique to all of the other mindset / marketing experts out there. So who are you? What makes you unique? What are your hobbies? What is the way you see yourself? What are your, what you would call failings? Because those failings are those foibles or those things. When you say you're a frumpy, fat, quiet, little, unkempt, unfeminine person, everybody who heard that instantly just fell in love with you, because all of us have felt that way at one time or another in our lives. That is your branding. That if I were you, I would lead with that. I would put that on a business card and I would be, I'm the frumpy, fat, quiet, a little unkempt, unfeminine person who's going to help you bring out the beauty in yourself. Bring out the unique beauty that's you. Have fun. Create beautiful nails so that every time you look at your hands, it makes you smile and gives you a little happiness and brings out the inner part of you, the rebellious feminine side of you that wants to rise forth from this image that you've created for yourself, right? Like, you can have so much fun with this. This is what your branding is. And this is what everybody's branding is. So if you are the only unique thing in your business, if you're really the only unique thing, and you are, who are you? You're selling you. People are buying you. They're buying your hobbies and your viewpoints and where you live and what you consider important and your values and all of those things. And then, of course, the third point I want to make is the point I make on every episode, but I make it on every episode because it's the single most important thing. Once you make a decision, I'm totally going to own who I am and I'm going to embrace it and I'm going to know that that's my biggest marketing asset is me, then you have to train your brain and you have to really own it and say those sentences intentionally, be a proactive thinker in your head and say those things to yourself like, I've totally got this. I can do this. I do love the idea of being authentic. I love the idea of being myself. I love the idea of knowing that I am the biggest asset in my business. And it's easier for me to be myself and be unkempt and unfeminine and a little bit introverted and be myself than to try to be somebody else. I don't need an alter ego because I am just fine like I am, and people will resonate with me. People will resonate with who I am. They will want to do business with me because they will see themselves in the things I'm going through and the things I'm doing. And I like that idea. I like the idea of being authentic. I like the idea of embracing my foibles. I like the idea of embracing myself. I like the idea of stepping into my celebrity and loving myself and being totally 100% letting my freak flag fly and get out in the world and know that that's an asset, and no more covering up and no more pretending and no more hiding. I get to be me and build a business because in fact, it's being me that's building my business because in fact, I figured out that the only thing that I have in my business that is an asset and is unique is me. And I am going to maximize it by being the biggest, fullest, most awesome me I can be. Yeah, that's how you build a business. And that's how you build a business quickly. Because people want to work with you. You are the celebrity in your market. So train your brain. I'm stepping into my celebrity. That'll be our mantra. How about that's our mantra for the day? Yeah, I'm stepping into my celebrity. Oh yeah, here I go. I love it. I love it. Now, quick thing, next time on the show, we're going to hear from somebody who wants to build an online business but doesn't want to pay for training. They want free training. What do they do to grow their business faster? Ooh, I think you're going to like this episode. And in the meantime, what's our mantra? I'm stepping into my celebrity. The biggest asset I've got in my business is me. Yeah, you've got this. Step on into your celebrity. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house, you know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back, that crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?